has failed.
Abeloth's voice came through loud and clear on the bridge of the Black Wave. These were not the dulcet female tones that Tola Annex was used to hearing. The voice was liquid sounding, garbled, deep, and raised the hairs on the back of Annex's neck. Both the sound of the voice and the words shot a thrill of apprehension through her. Ship was visible on the viewscreen, an orange-red eye with wings, seeming to glare balefully at her, and Annex shuddered inwardly. "At least," she mused grimly, "I don't have to be the one actually delivering the bad news." Abeloth still might destroy them, though, and she knew it.
"I very much regret so, yes."
Annex used the Force to keep her voice sounding calm and confident.
"We lost all 10 of them, some of our best sabers."
"A pity,"
said the strange, gurgling voice.
"I wish we had not. But it is no matter, is it, Captain Tola Annex?"
Relief flooded through her, leaving Annex feeling slightly weak.
"No, not at all. No."
"Then all is well. I have others to serve me, and other plans to execute."
And that quickly, Abeloth's transmission ended. Annex leaned back in the chair she had occupied since Kai's departure, and a slow smile spread across her lovely features. Captain Tola Annex had such a nice ring to it.